Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A Russian passenger plane crashing near Moscow at soon after takeoff, killing all 71 on board. Investigators say they're looking into all possible causes. Svetlana Protinko is the spokesperson for the Russian Investigative Committee. She says the investigators will check all possible causes of the plane crash, including weather conditions, human factors, technical state of the aircraft, and other possible variants. Temperatures were around minus 5 degrees Celsius with periodic snowfall when the short-haul Antonov 148 operated by Saratov Airlines took off for the city of Orsk. That's about 1,500 kilometers southeast of Moscow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country had dealt severe blows to Iranian and Syrian forces inside Syria and would continue to combat any further aggression. The weekend raids came after Syrian air defenses shot down an Israeli fighter jet. It all began with an alleged Iranian drone entering Israeli airspace. David Lesh is a Middle East scholar at Trinity University.
The Israelis, you know, for a while when they look across the Golan height, that is the border between Syria and Israel, they tend to see not Syria, they tend to see Iran. And if that's the case, Israel is going to take action, not going to hesitate to take military action against what they deem as a threat to their interests.
U.S. supports the Israeli airstrikes. Ruling African National Congress Party will decide President Jacob Zuma's fate at a special meeting today. ANC's new chief says it could be the most serious bid yet to unseat a leader accused of corruption. This is VOA News. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson met with displaced Rohingya Muslims on Sunday, hours after meeting with Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi in Myanmar's capital. He spoke with reporters while meeting with the Rohingya.
My real concern now is that when we get people back from the camps over this bridge into this reception center, they're not just going to stay there in a new camp. That's why we need international agencies, the UN, to supervise. And that was the point I was making to Aung San Suu Kyi this morning.
Nearly 690,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State, crossed into southern Bangladesh since August, when attacks on security posts by insurgents triggered a military crackdown that the United Nations had said may amount to genocide. Myanmar and Bangladesh recently agreed to a repatriation plan for the Rohingyas to allow them to return to the homes they fled. Pacific island of Tonga in a state of emergency this hour as it prepares for Cyclone Geeta, storm currently at a Category 4, forecasters expecting it to grow to Category 5 by the time it strikes Tonga later today. Meanwhile, President Trump has declared a state of emergency on the territory of American Samoa, making it eligible for federal funds after it and Samoa were hit by Geeta over the weekend. Speaking with the Washington Post, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the United States and South Korea have agreed on terms of further diplomatic engagement with North Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has invited South Korean President Moon Jae-in to come to Pyongyang at his earliest convenience. Winter Olympics organizers have confirmed the Games had fallen victim to a cyber attack during Friday's opening ceremony, but they refused to reveal the source. International Olympic Committee spokesperson Mark Adams.
We're not going to comment on the issue because it's an issue that we're dealing with. We wouldn't start giving you the details of an investigation before it's come to an end, and particularly because it involves security, which at these Games is incredibly important. Sure, you'll appreciate we need to maintain the security of our systems.
Cybersecurity researchers said in January they had found early indications Russia-backed hackers may be planning attacks against anti-doping and Olympic organizers in retaliation for Russia's exclusion from these games. And the latest from the Olympics, Canada locked into a hold on gold in the team figure skating event after stellar performances by Patrick Chan and Gabrielle Dailman today, with Chan landing two quads early in the free skate on his way to finally winning Olympic gold. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.